The Sovereign Dales Collaborative Stall is a cooperation between four food producers. Joining us now are two of those producers, Robert Phillip of the Hellifield Highland Beef Company and Andrew Bradley from the Blue Pig Company. So, gentlemen, if I could start by asking you, how were you approached to take part at the York Food Festival?
Well, this is actually our fifth year that we've been coming to the York Food Festival. We had the chance 5 years ago to come just for one day because somebody else had a stall spare, so we just used that for one day and we had a really good day. And we've since progressed then to come 2 days and then 3 days. And this year with the collaborative stand, we're doing the whole 10 days, which is working out really well because we've got beef, pork, granola and herbs and spices from our four stands in the Southern Dales, which mainly based around Settle, Skipton area. And we take it in turns. Two of us are manning the stall rather than four of us manning four stalls. Two of us are managing the whole four of them. And it seems to be working really well.
And how are the customers or the people who are coming to your stall, how are they reacting? Are they giving you positive feedback on the cooperation?
Yes, I think they seem to appreciate that we're trying to do something slightly different, especially with the four different things that we're trying to sell. There's another stall next to us there, the North Yorkshire Moors. They've got four different things as well. And we're all, in lots of ways, we complement one another with the eight different stalls that we're doing, because we're all doing something slightly different, but we're all working together.
That's Robert. If I could move on to Andrew, how does this experience here at York compare to any kind of public sales that you've done before, for example, farmers markets or anything you may have participated in the past?
This is different in that there are far more stalls here and there are people who have come because it's a food festival. So a lot of people who know what they're looking for, and we're getting requests for things that perhaps they can't find in the supermarket, which is rather different from a farmer's market, which can be similar to a weekly shop, if you like.
And have you had any particular requests during your couple of days so far here?
We've had main requests have been for traditional cuts that you probably can't get in the supermarket, things like belly pork, a collar of bacon, which you hardly see now, we've been asked for today. I'm trying to think what else we have, but it's generally old-fashioned cuts like that that they can't get.
A question for you both. Have you found that during recent times with the economic situation here in the UK that you find your customer base has changed? Has it increased? Are people asking for different products they may have done, when there was more money around?
Oh, definitely. 5 years ago when we came for that first day, everybody wanted steaks, fillet steak, sirloin steak, rump steak. And now we're finding, as Andrew's just said, a lot of the older cuts, shins coming back into fashion, brisket, braising steak, and mince and dice, the cheaper cuts. And we are finding that people aren't spending as much money. They're buying a packet of one thing, sausages or mince, rather than, all right, we'll have some of this and some of that, and stocking up for a month or more. They're just buying from week to week rather than doing mega big shops because there isn't the money about anymore.
I would agree with Robert entirely. Some of our best sellers are something like black pudding, which is a relatively cheap thing, and it's a comfort food. It's something, the lovers of black pudding, there's nothing nicer than a nice slice of fried black pudding, and people are going back to those things that make them feel good about themselves, basically.
So just to kind of round up the interview, have you got a website, or is there any way that customers who may not necessarily be able to come down to your shops down in the Sovereign Dales, down in Skipton, how can people find out more about your business and what services you offer?
Well, basically, all of us have got a website. We've all different websites, obviously. Hellifieldhighlandbeef.co.uk.
The bluepigcompany.com, we have an online shop where you can order all our range of products and we can deliver anywhere into mainland Britain by overnight courier.
Yeah, we're just exactly the same on that. We all do mail order. We can send things throughout the country, which we do on a regular basis. And we have a shop at home as well. I think we're the only ones who actually have a shop where we sell our products, but anybody who can't make it to York, just drop us an email or look on our website, we'll try and help our best to serve them with any of the products.
Fantastic. Robert Phillip and Andrew Bradley, thank you very much for speaking to us, and best of luck for the rest of the week here at the festival.
Thank you.